The Cold War era Ross Adams mine hasn't produced uranium for nearly 50 years. But state regulators have been working to have the radioactive site on Prince of Wales Island cleaned up since the 1990s. This fall, the U.S. Forest Service finalized a plan for the Colorado-based Newmont Corporation to seal the former mine with concrete and haul away abandoned buildings. That's after state agencies and conservationists weighed in over the summer on the Forest Service's proposed agreement. The federal agency says it appreciated the input, then marked the draft plan final.
There were no changes necessary to the agreement.
Linda Riddle is the federal agency's coordinator for the project. She says the Forest Service isn't legally bound to coordinate with other agencies since the mine is completely within national forest land.
But I am giving them the opportunity to follow the project along and provide us comments if they have any. But it's more of an informal approach.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has been aware of the contaminated site near Kendrick Bay since 1999. In comments to the Forest Service, it urged the agency to adopt the EPA's 5-year monitoring standard. But under the agreement signed between the former operators and federal government, the site will be monitored by the company for only 3 years. After that, all responsibility will shift to the Forest Service. In a statement, DEC says it's too early to tell how long the radioactive site will need to be monitored. That'll be clearer after the work has concluded. Still, conservationists have criticized the Forest Service's go-it-alone approach to cleaning up the site. Sally Slichting of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says state and federal environmental regulators are better equipped than the Forest Service to address the complexities of reclaiming a former uranium mine developed in the 1950s.
Certainly the state should have oversight on contaminated site cleanup work that happens here in the state of Alaska. And EPA has expertise in this area, and we would just feel more comfortable if those environmental agencies were having active oversight on this project.
The EPA indicated as recently as 2018 it should be more involved, but more recently it's deferred to the Forest Service's authority, but indicated it can still intervene if necessary. The Forest Service's Riddle says that will be the understanding between the two agencies going forward.
EPA doesn't normally get heavily involved in reviewing a document for a removal action. Now, if something comes to their attention that some concerns that we are not addressing, then they might get involved.
The cleanup plan will likely require a permit from Alaska's Department of Natural Resources to access state-owned tidelands. To date, no permits have been applied for. The timeline of the project isn't rushed. The cleanup plan is still in the pre-design phase. Actual work isn't expected until 2023 at the earliest. Impetus for this project comes from a separate mineral exploration effort about a mile away from the Prince of Wales site. Canada's UCOR has been investing in rare earths exploration on Boken Mountain. Cleaning up the radioactive waste will be key for the mining company to access Kendrick Bay, where material and equipment is hauled in and out by barge. The rare earth project is designed to mine for minerals used in high-tech products like smartphones and flat-screen televisions. The Trump administration has made domestic production of these resources a national security priority. But first, the toxic legacy of the former uranium mine, a national security priority from a different era, will need to be addressed. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.